News Talk Breakfast.
In association
this
with
is
Air.
News Talk.
Do anything anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Let's go to the man in question, Peter Casey, Dragon's Den investor, former CEO of Claddagh Resources. Peter, congratulations on your nomination. Why do you want to be President of Ireland?
Well, Shane, now more than ever, you know, we have an opportunity to really connect the Irish abroad. We've got the technology. We have the ability to do it. There's 70 million people around the world outside of Ireland who identify themselves as being Irish. If we can connect the Irish abroad with the Irish in Ireland in a really meaningful way, it will be to the enormous benefit of the people in Ireland. Of course, you know, identifying the brand of being Irish. Because when the Taoiseach goes over and meets with the President of America, if he can turn around and say, there's 40 million people here that I can influence, 40 million people that have a vote coming up, that's where it'll make a difference.
Peter, can I put it to you, though? You're running to be president of the Irish state, not to be president of the Irish diaspora across the world.
No, you're president of the Irish citizens around the world.
You're president of Ireland. I don't see anywhere about being president of Irish citizens across the world.
The president of Ireland represents everybody who owns an Irish passport. You know, so he's the president of everybody who's Irish. So, you know,
is your foremost responsibility not though to the people who actually live in the state?
You have, of course, responsibility first and foremost to the people who actually live in the state. You have a responsibility to everybody who has got an Irish passport, Shane. So, you know, that's what the Constitution says, you know.
Okay, so some of your ideas, for example, children of the Irish diaspora to spend a month in Ireland, 2 weeks in the Gaeltacht area, a week in Belfast to understand the Troubles, a week in Dublin. Who foots the bill for that? And where would the budget come from? Because as president, you wouldn't have the budget for that.
Of course not. They come from the Irish abroad. There's a lot of very wealthy Irish people who'd like their children to gain the Irish experience. They would actually pay for it themselves. And it would be to the benefit chain of the people in Ireland as well, because it would be a boost for tourism in the Gaeltacht areas. It would be a boost for when the parents would come over with the children, they would spend time and money in Ireland. So it would be a boost for not just the Gaeltacht, but also areas where tourism is involved.
It's a well-intentioned idea, and you know a lot of people could see the merit of it. Is that your big vision for the presidency, or is there more to it than that?
That's one of the things that adds to it. The other one, adding along with that, is, you know, we're now, the future of education is MOOCs, massive open online courses. And if we can tie into the MOOCs program, which is, it's going to revolutionize education. You'll be able to do part of your degree here and do part of it, you know, and you can do it in Sydney and then come over and do a module in Ireland and get credit for your degree in Sydney by doing a course in Ireland. That's the future of education. We used to be known as the land of saints and scholars, Shane, and that's, we need to regain that mantle. We need to...
Okay. Peter, interesting idea. But again, I put it to you, you're running to be President of Ireland, not Minister for Education.
Very good point. I'm aware of what I'm running for. Yes, indeed. And as the President, you're the influencer in chief. You do not have the ability to get involved in any way, shape or form in government policy. The Constitution is quite clear on that point, you know. So you're not allowed to say or do anything which in any way contradicts government policy, because it would cause confusion. People wouldn't know who's in charge. Is it the President or is it the Taoiseach? Clearly the Taoiseach is in charge. But the President has the ability to influence the President. I mean, for example, I wasn't the president, but I was able to get the head of the biggest company in India to come over and meet with the Taoiseach. You know, as president, you'd be able to do a lot more in terms of influencing people to come and engage.
You've been quite outspoken about the idea of the president's expenses being made public. Is that a backhanded way of suggesting that you think maybe presidential expenses under the current president have been too high?
You know, if the cap fits, he should wear it. But my point is that it's the Irish.
Well, what do you mean by that?
Well, if the expenses are too high, he should be held accountable for that.
And do you think they are too high?
Well, we don't know, Shane, that's the problem. We have no idea because they're not covered by the Disclosure Information Freedom of Information Act. So we have no idea whether their expenses are too high. We do know that there's, you know, there's been some quite, they've been covered in the press, as you know, some fairly expensive hotel rooms and flights and whatnot, you know. But that's for the president to decide whether he's been too expensive for the Irish people. I think there should be full disclosure of expenses. And, you know, it's Irish taxpayers' money. I can't understand why you wouldn't disclose what the Irish taxpayer is paying for.
Okay. Some people might suggest, and maybe in Michael D. Higgins' campaign would suggest, well, you used a helicopter to fly around the country to various councils. Maybe you're not in the best position to be lecturing about political expenses. I know it was at your own expense, not the taxpayers' expense.
Of course it was. So that, you know, I'm perfectly entitled to spend my money, Shane, however I decide to spend it. But it was because of the situation that we were in, it was physically impossible to get to the different locations any other way. So I incurred the expense myself. Any expenses, you know, I think that's totally fair and reasonable to do.
Okay. So. Not the most environmentally friendly, some people would say. Not a great example for a future president to be setting.
Well, you know, it's a half an hour and 25 minutes in a helicopter or 3 hours in a car. There's not a huge deal of difference in the amount of fuel that would be used, probably. I don't know.
Is there not?
I wouldn't have thought of it, you know.
Okay. Well, look, we won't get bogged down on that point. You've also said you wouldn't take a presidential salary. Now, a lot of people listening would say that's very laudable. I have heard criticism, and I think criticism from some local representatives, saying that's almost disrespecting the office. And it's maybe, you know, you're wealthy enough to be able to do that, that it's maybe, you know, an unfair advantage, and that you know, anybody should be able to run for president, and not just people who are in a position not to take their salary.
Yeah, I've been quite clear, Shane, that I believe the president absolutely should get a salary. You know, I think it certainly shouldn't be anywhere near what it is currently. In fairness to the current president, he did take a reduction, a voluntary reduction from 325 to 250. So, but I think 250 is still far too much. You know, I believe that the president shouldn't be paid more than the Taoiseach, who does the heavy lifting. I've said that I am going to take the full salary, but I'm going to give it every month to a different county council. They can nominate the charity of their choice, and I will.
Okay.
We'll have the fill up to the.
Fair enough. Yeah. Final question, Peter, before you go. You're not showing well in the polls at the moment. You would be considered by the bookies to be a rank outsider. Do you believe you can win the presidency?
I absolutely believe. I wouldn't have got into it if I didn't. I mean, Sean was way ahead of the polls a week before the election. Anything can happen in politics. You know, so it's Harold Wilson said a week is a lifetime in politics, and we've got about 6 weeks to go now, so 5.5. So anything can happen.
Okay, we wish you well in the contest. Dragon Den, former Dragon Den investor and former CEO of Claddagh Resources, and now presidential candidate, Peter Casey. Thanks indeed for talking to us.